on Christmas morning, you was, if you said Christmas gift first, she had to give you a gift, and if she said it first, she had to give you a gift. So she always greeted you immediately, Christmas gift.
Would she hold out her hand then? Would she hold out her hand?
Oh, yeah. She would arrive and say, Christmas gift. And, of course, you really had up a tab if you beat her to it. But that's the way she'd greet you, Christmas gift.
Was that something that just went on between the Negro servants and your family?
Family, yeah. As far as I know.
Yeah, I mean, your family didn't say it to each other.
And, of course, when she beat you, you still had to give her the gift. But
And do you ever hear people say New Year's gift? Did they say that?
No.
And you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And after you bought something, you say the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and he what?
Charged me.
Or he what the package up.
Oh, wrapped it.
And when I got home, I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you paid $3 for, you'd be selling it
at a loss.
And say if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you say, well, I like it.
I can't afford it.
Because it
costs too much.
And on the first of the month, your bill is
due.
Okay, and if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and try to
borrow it.
And you say, back in the 30s, money was
tight.
Or another way of saying that, there wasn't much of it. You'd say money was
scarce.
And some places, if you buy something and pay your bills, they'll give you a little extra. And they call that
lanyap.
Do they still do that?
Yes.
What sort of things would you get for lanyap?
Well, of course, as you get grown, they don't give you a lanyap. But if you send your kid to pay the grocery man or the pharmacist, he gives you a lanyap, which is a little bag of candies.
Mm-hmm. That's just given to children?
Just to children, yeah.
And what does the baby do before it's able to walk?
Toddles.
Or before that?
Crawls.
And you say, if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
take a nap.
Or what down?
Lie down.
And you say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just, bed?
Just lay in bed.
And you say she walked up to the altar and she what down?
Knelt down.
And you bring your foot down heavy on the floor. You
stomped.
Huh?
You stomped.
And if you saw a friend of yours walking home alone and you had your car, you'd say, can I
give you a lift?
Or can I what you home?
Take you home.
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and like to get a boat, a small boat on land, you take hold of it and
drag it ashore.
Or
pull it.
Okay, and the other way is
push it.
And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
be careful.
Don't
touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you tell somebody, go
get the hammer.
And say if you had a sack of groceries and you didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
carried it in.
Anything else you say besides carry?
No, but I know a lot of people around here that say, fetch.
Mm-hmm.
Tote.
Would you use either
one? I wouldn't use either one.
And a game that children play where one child will be it and the others will hide?
Hide and seek.
And there's a tree you can touch and be safe, a tree or something?
Yeah, that's, seemed like it was just safety. I can't remember. You were safe on that tree, I think.